Welcome to Orissa State Open University. I'm going to take a session on Introduction to Communication Process. I'm Dr. Sharmila Subramanian, and currently I'm working with Astha School of Management as a principal. We are going to learn the meaning of communication, process of communication, and the types of communication. Communication is basically a process where people exchange or share their ideas, information, emotions, feelings, thoughts, and so on. Communication as a process involves two people, at least. This has a sender, and on the other hand, we have a receiver. The Oxford Dictionary defines communication as transfer or conveying of meaning. Some people call it a mutual understanding process where two participants or more participants exchange information and share meaning. In a common representation of a communication process, we have a sender on the one side and a receiver on the other side. And in between these two people, we have a channel, a message, and we have another channel which gives the message to the receiver. So, how does that process work? As a sender encodes the message, the sender passes that message through a channel. What is this channel? This channel could be an upward channel or a downward channel. It could be a horizontal channel or a diagonal channel in an organizational context. The message then gets delivered to the receiver, and the receiver tries to understand the message based on his or her own attitudes, background, culture, and social system. This particular process is known as decoding of the message. Once the receiver decodes the message, he or she understands the message. And after learning what is there in the message, the receiver sends a feedback to the sender. This makes the complete communication a process, rather a cyclical process. So from the sender to the receiver, then from the receiver to the sender, the communication process goes on. In between this communication process, there are certain barriers or hurdles. This, in general terms, is known as a noise, a filter, or a barrier to the process of communication. The next point that we are going to discuss today is the types of communication. What are the different types of communication? Communication can be divided into different categories. The first category is based on the use of language, whether we have verbal communication or non-verbal communication. The second category could be based on the medium or the mode of expression. This is either oral or written in nature. The next category is whether the communication is formal or informal. This totally depends on the relationship that the sender and the receiver share. As in organizational context, we have upward, downward, horizontal, and diagonal forms of communication. And then we have interpersonal, group, and mass communication, depending on how many participants are actually involved in the process of communication. Now, to start with, when we talk of verbal communication actually means use of words. So, verbal communication means using a language to communicate, whereas non-verbal communication means not using any language during the process of communication. Then how do we communicate? We communicate using our body language, using sign language, using certain symbols, and even through demonstrations. So we have so many examples of nonverbal communication. For example, the traffic signal, which is a sign. We have a demonstration made of maybe a detergent powder or a car demo or a scooter demo that we take at an automobile store. Apart from that, we said we have oral and written communication based on the mode of expression. If we use our voice, our spoken language to communicate with people, we call it oral communication. Whereas if we use words through writing or the graphological representation of language is actually the written communication. We use memos, letters, messages, even text messages that we do nowadays is a part of our written communication. Oral communication examples are, right now I'm standing before you and I'm speaking to you. This is an example of oral communication. Apart from that, we have meetings, we have group discussions, we have conversations that all come under oral communication. So, the next category is formal communication and informal communication. In a society, we share relationship as also we share relationship in an organization. In an organization, we have hierarchy. We have a senior person who is a superior and a junior person who is considered to be a subordinate. And this relationship demarcates the way we actually interact in an organization. While we are dealing with official aspects with a senior, we are formally communicating with them. And when we are in a social group or a peer group with friends, we are communicating informally. Now, that's the basic distinction between formal communication and informal communication. And this totally depends on the relationship that we share with people either in the society or in the organization. Now talk about the next category of communication, and that is organizational communication based on the different channels that we use within the organization. Now what are these channels? Since I told you there is a hierarchy in an organization, therefore there are levels. And people perform different activities in the organization at different levels. When the communication flows from the upper level to the lower level, we call it downward communication. And when the communication flows from downwards to upwards, we call it an upward communication. That means from the lower level to the upper level. This is an upward communication. People also work at the same levels in an organization. When they communicate, we call it a horizontal communication. And when a higher person or a higher level person of an organization communicates with a lower level person of another department in the same organization, we call it a diagonal communication. So this actually completes different channels of communication within an organization. The next category of communication is totally based on the number of participants who are a part of the communication process. Scholars say that when one-to-one communication takes place between two people or one-to-one in a very small group, say with three or four people, that type of communication is interpersonal communication. When there is a small group with 5 to 10 members, then it's known as a group communication. And when there are participants who are sitting in large numbers, suppose an audience in an auditorium, and the speaker is making a speech, this type of communication is mass communication. However, this communication is not restricted only to the speaker and the audience. It is also the media. For example, a newspaper is an example of mass communication. Television is an example of mass communication because we have a sender who is sending a message to many people at the same time. So these are the different types of communication that we have for today's session. So before we wrap up, let's recapitulate what we discussed in today's session. We discussed the definition of communication. Communication is actually a process where people share their ideas, feelings, opinions, thoughts, information, and so on. We also discussed the process of communication where we have a sender, a channel, a message, receiver, and the feedback. Of course, not to forget the barrier to communication, which acts as a hindrance to the process. And finally, we categorized communication into different aspects and discussed different types of communication, like formal, informal, verbal, nonverbal, oral, written, interpersonal, group, and mass communication. That's all for today. Bye-bye.